Paraklam in Hey Pasit Gidalov. Pasha by Yishlach. The Pasit says by Yoimel Lakim. Anikel Shakai Trey Rivei. Goyu Kal Goyu Niya Mimeka. Mulachim Echal Atzacha Yetzayu. Let's move over a little bit slower. Paraklamid Hey Pasigud Alif, Bayomer Loyal Akim, Anikel Shakai Prey Rebei, Goyu Kahal Goyu Yami Mekom, Malachim Echalitzacha Yetzel. This is, if we parse the words of the Pasig over here, it's really, we could divide it into three sections. Paraklamid Hey Pasigud Alif. Anikel Shakai Prey Rebei. Prey Rebei is a general. Sudas Hazeda, so to speak, it's a haftocha, bracha, of Purim Rivya, of a multiplicity, of that the Bnei Yisrael will multiply. Goyu Kahal Goyu Miyam Imeko is the second chalik over here of the haftocha, which Rashi explains, and it's more mefurish here in the Targum. Goy and Kahal Goyim is a reference to Shvachim. Goy specifically, Rashi says, was Binyamin that wasn't yet born. And Kahal Goyim is that Yosef would become Menashe Ephraim, would become two Shvatim. But we're talking over here a special Haftacha on Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. So we're going from the general to the more specific. And then, Umalachim Echalatzecha Yetzayu, the third Haftacha, or the third Chalik component of the Psuda here, is that Malachim Echalotzecha Yetzayu, which is even more specific, that's a specific Shevet, which is of course Shevet Yehuda, that Malchus will come out from amongst the Shvatim, which is from amongst the Prey Revei of the entire Klal Yisrael, will emerge ultimately a Malchus, a Shevet Yehuda, that it says that Layosu Shevet Yehuda Mechaykech Mibayin Raglav, that Shevet Yehuda was given the Haftoch and the Broch of Malchus. Look in the Targum. I'm basing this on the Targum's Taishis of the Unklis. Ramalei Hashem Anokel Shakai Push Usgei. That's Prey Revei. Am the Kinshah Shiftin Yehaiminoch. So Taishis Goyim Kahal Goyim as a Kinshah Shiftin. Specifically, Goyim means Kinshas, as we'll see. Kinshas means a gathering, a group of Klal Yisrael. Kahal is a shiftin. It's not just a group, it's a group, a tribe, so to speak. Shvatim. Umalchin de shalitim ba'amamaya minach yiftin. And the third component, the third chalik in the pasuk, Malachim echalotzecha yetzayu of the Targum, that's not stam Malchus. That's Malchus specifically that will be shaylit on the Umas Olam. You're going to have Malchus that will be kovish the Umas Olam. Malchus the shalitim ba'amamaya minach yifkun will come out mechalotzecha yetzayu. We find the same three haftachas in two other places in Sefer Bereishis. In both in Parshas Lech Lecha, one by Avraham and one by Sarah. In Perek Yud Zayin, in Pasuk Vav, it says, "V'freisi oischa." This is after the Bris Ben Avsarim. So it says, "Vayi Avraham metishim v'sei shashona, vayeda Hashem al Avraham, vayeda ani kel shaka yisach v'fana ve'yisam ve'et mavisi," and so on. And then it says, "V'freisi oischa b'moed moed." Again, that's Dreyu Revei. Essentially, the phrase "Yoischov and Moed Moed" is neged what it says by us. That's the chalik of the most general haftocha of that Klal Yisrael will multiply. Unesaticha legayim is the second thing, which is keneged parallels what it says by Yaakov, Goyim Kahal Goyim Yem Yimeka. Now here it just says more generally. It doesn't say Kahal. It just says. Nisaticha legayim, which if you look in the Targum, Hitaka says ve'etnach lekinshin. It doesn't say lekinsha shiftin, because it doesn't say kahal goyim. It just says ve'etnach legayim. Goyim is a taich, a group. Specifically, the groups that are the shvatim, it doesn't say, because that was the Yaakov. because specifically that was Yaakov that had the shvachim. So to Yaakov it was told more specifically, goy and kahal goyim zok detagam kint shah shiftim. There it was already mevuder that there would be 12 shvachim, what we call shvachim. Over here, it's in a more general sense, but again, it would be not only a prayer ruvei, but Klal Yisrael would be split into different groups. Those groups don't yet have the Taidas Shvatim at this point, but nonetheless, they would be groups within Klal Yisrael. Unesaticha legayin, and the third thing is umelachim mimcha yetzer. And again, by Avraham, it also, and what was up the Targum, you have a Chumash, you'll probably make it a little bit easier. Umalchim deshalitim ba'amemayim minach yipkun. Targum says the exact same lashon that he says by us, the parsha Vayishlach, umelachim mechalotzecha yetzer, umelachim mimcha yetzer. Is the same Haftacha, the Shoidish of this Haftacha to Yaakov was really already given over to Avram, and the Yitzchak Lachos Birkas Avram to Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak gave over to Yaakov the Brachis in the beginning of Parshas told us that he gave over to Yaakov, was the recipient, was chosen to be Yitzchak, Yikar Lachazar, Avaloi Kol Yitzchak, that it was Yaakov was chosen from amongst the Nei Yitzchak, and as the Zera Yitzchak, and therefore he received now these three Haftachos, this group of three Haftachos. Sada, it says a little bit later on here, and again in Parak Yud Zayin, in Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Veirachti Oysa, Tesada Vagam Nasati Mimenu Luchabay. So this is a Psudis Hazera, although in a more of a limited sense. Uverachtiya vahayasalagayim. And then the second thing is, Uverachtiya vahayasalagayim, that not only will she have children, will Yitzchak come out from her, but that Yitzchak will evolve ultimately into, again, the Targum says, Lakinshin, that it will evolve into Tehei, Usehei Lakinshin. And then the third thing is, Malchei Amim Imeno Yiyu, again, the Targum. These are the three components of the Pesudas Hazer of Klal Yisrael. There is the general Prei Ruvei, the Freisi Yisra, the Verachti Yisra, however you want to phrase it, is that evolves into, ultimately that's broken down to in what we call Shvatim, which the Torah here calls either the Saticha Legoyim, or in the case of Yaakov, it's not just Goyin, it's Kahal Goyin, which the Targum says is Kinsha Shiftin. And then thirdly, ultimately, and at the pinnacle, so to speak, of the development of the Pesudas Hazer of Klal Yisrael, we have the Malchim, the Shalitim, Ba'amimaya, the Malachim, the Chalotzecha Yetzayu, which is specifically Shevet Yehuda, and whatever other form Malchus will take, again, most specifically Shevet Yehuda, but at other times it was Shevet Binyamin, and Moses that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, and Yeshua might have had a din melech. But I'll upon him the idea that there's a malchim, the shalitim, b'amemai minachya. So all this begs us a few questions. Number one, that we don't find such a thing by Yitzchak. We find by Abraham. I'm sorry. We find by other people the first two haftachas, by other others, by other imais. The third haftacha of Malchei Amim, Menayu, Malachim, Mechalitzecha, Yetzayu, we only find by these three individuals. We find by Abraham, Malachim, Yetzayu, we find by Sada, and we find by Yaakov. We do not find that by Yitzchak, number one. We certainly don't find it by the other imais, which if it was given over to Sada. So what would be the reason that Rivka and Rachel and Leah wouldn't have received equally? They received other haftachas, the year Zarachay Sharaiva, but we don't find that the specific haftacha of Malchus was given over to anybody except these three individuals. Not only that, but in Parshas Toldos, in Perek Chavches Pasuk Gimel, where Yaakov was being told to run away by Yitzchak and Rivka, and he was being given the brachas, so it says over there, Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov Vayivarech Ha'isoi Vayitzaveh Vayayim Aloi. Pasuk Gimel it says V'kel Shaka Yivarech Ha'isoi V'yafricha V'yarbecha. That's prayer you pray. V'yayisa L'kal Am. And you should be, and again over there, the earth says Amen, it says Kahal Amen. So there the Targum says, Utahila Kim Shashifta. Because again, we're talking to Yaakov. Yaakov was the source of the Shvatim. So we have here Suda number one of Prey Rivei, Yafrika V'Yavbecha, and you have a Suda of Yisla Kal Amen. What happened to the Malchus? Malchus, it doesn't say over there. Yaakov's Suda on Malchus didn't come until Parshas Vayishlach, where it says, Fei Rivei, Vayu Kalgon Yamimecha, and Malachim and Chalotzecha Yeisayu first. So again, we have over here, Be'ikah, two questions. Number one, that we find the Psud of Malchus only in regards to Avram, Yaakov, and Sodom, not by the other Imois, and not by Yitzchak. And number two, even by Yaakov, who was granted in this week's Parsha, he was told by Vayishlach, who Malachim and Chalotzecha Yeisayu, had to wait until Parshas Vayishlach, until whatever else transpired between Parshas Pardes, when he was sent away by Yitzchak and Rivka, and he was then told the Yafrecha, the Yabrecha, the Yisra, the Kalamim, that he would have children, many, many children, a ganze Umar, and an Umar that would be Mechulak into Shvatim, but there's no mention over there at that point of Malchus Yehuda, or anything. What is the reason for that? And then it says, "V'yitchon l'chol." Birkas Avram l'chol zaracha yitoch. It seems he's pretty much being given over here to Birkas Avram, as was Yitzchak at one point also. And nonetheless, both Yitzchak and Yaakov at this point were not given over yet the bracha, the b'suda on Malchus. So I think that the answer to these questions is embedded in the psukim themselves, and we find another very interesting phenomenon in these three places where the Torah is maftiach our avos and imois on Malchus, that Klal Yisrael, again, like the Targum says, Malchus the shalitim ba'amemayim imach yifkun, that will be able to lord it over, will have the koyach and the power over the Umas Olam, specifically Esav, like it says, V'haisu L'Hashem HaMelucha, Olam Hashim Ha'atzion, Nishpat Yisar Esav, right, it says, beginning of Toilus, she was told that Uloim Ulam Yemes, Rav Yavad Soyu, and so on, the Malchus that Klal Yisrael has over the Umas Olam, the three times that they were huftach in this, there's also something else. In Parshas Lech Lecha, going back to the Avraham and Sarah, the pasuk before it says, "V'leikarei oy the Shimcha Avraham, v'hoya Shimcha Avraham ki av ha'mangoyim nisaticha." So there was a name change. The phrase "Yoyscha v'moyim nisaticha l'goyim u'melachim mincha yetzer." In the second pasuk by Sarah, so right before that pasuk, which was pasuk Tazayim, it says, "Vayom Elokim al Avram Sora Yishkof alay Sikra Shema Sora Ki Sora Shema." And then the pasuk says, "Veirachti v'gam Nesati Menol Chavei, Veirachti v'hoisegoyim Malchei Amim Mimenu Yiyu." And in the third case, by us, in Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk before the pasuk we're discussing, it says, "Vayom Elokim Shimcha Yaakov, Leikarei Shimcha Ed Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yiyu Shemecha Vayikra Shema Yisrael." Vayom Elokim Ani Kel Shakei Prei Rivei. There's half of a fellow. You see over here, this is obviously not mere coincidence, that we have three times in the Torah where there's a psuda on Malchus, to the exclusion of many other times, even by the very same individuals, like Yaakov, where they were given every other psuda, but Malchus was not mentioned. And we have three individuals in Sefer Bereishis that underwent a name change. Those are the three individuals that we find the Psud of Malchus in, and in the context of that name change, in the Shini Hashem that they underwent, in the context of that Shini Hashem, Shteitach Layoyim Eloy Elokim that Malachim Mechalotzecha Yitzeh. Alaydavu, what's the pshat? So the pshat is very simple. Obviously, the Hashem is Meira on the Metzias, on the Mechus of an individual, on a child, on a person, on his kaitis, on his asidus. And when an individual undergoes, especially when it's the Rabbani Shalom, certainly being Mishana the Shem of a person, that means that to some degree there's something changing, there's a change over here within the kaitis and the potential of the individual. In all three instances, the Tzad HaShavah of these three Shini Hashems was that they were being given the koyach of Malchus the Shalitin Ba'amamayim, of Malchus Yisrael. How so? Le'ikarei oyde Shimcha Avram, v'hoye Shimcha Avraham. Why? Ki av hamon goyim nesachifah. Because you are being now, from this point onwards, you're not just Av La'aram, like the Gemara says, Adkan, you are just Av La'aram, to your little place. From now on, you're being given the koyach to spread out, to be mefitz, your influence, and your koyches, your potential, Avram Avinu's koyches, are now going to be spread out, and his power is going to extend amongst all the Ummah Sa'ilah. That's Le'ikare Oy de Shimcha V'Oy Shimcha Avraham, Ki Av Amon Goyim Nisakicha. So the hay represents the koyach of Malchus the Shalitim Ba'amamayim Minoch Yivko. At that point, it became possible for his descendants to be mizgaber and to have an influence and a koyach over the Ummah Sa'olam. Until Avram was Av Amon Goyim, he was just Av La'aram, Klal Yisrael couldn't have been, did not have the necessary shiroshim and the koyach to be Malchus the Shalitim Ba'amamayim. Soda is told, Loisikra Shema Sodai, he Soda Shema Zokrashi, in the Gemara of Barachis again. The Gemara says, what's Sodai? The Mashma Zokrashi, Sodai, leave Aloy Lachaydim, he Soda Stam Shema Shetay Soda Alakoyot. Soda is the Pshat, it's a Shidduch over there. So obviously, to the degree that Avram, being Mashrish within Avram, the Koyach, to be an Av Amon Goyim through his descendants, that his descendants will ultimately become the Av Amon Goyim, will have the koyach of Malchus over the Ummah Sa'olam. So it follows, of course, that which would come about through Yitzchak, who was not yet born. So no less than Avram, Sara Imenu also had to undergo this change in her capacity to be Meilid Banim, to be a Chalek over here. In the Hailada of Yitzchak, that would be come the one that through him and Yaakov and so on, would his descendants would be able to be Malchus the Shalit and Mamamaya. And Pashas Vayishlach is Pashas, the most obvious, and the Pasuk says, not specifically over here, but the Pasuk says over here, Kim Yisrael LeYakov, LeYikare Shimcha Oid Yaakov, Kim Yisrael YeHashemach, LeYikare Shema Yisrael. But why was that? What was the significance of that change? So that's a few psukim earlier in Vayishlach, a few prakim earlier in Perek Lamed Beis. In Pasuk Chav Tes, the Pasuk says, Lo Yaakov Yehom Me'od Shimcha Kim Yisrael, Ki Sar Yisrael Me'alehim Yehim Anoshim Vatucha. That Yisrael is Miloshin Sar, Kipshutoi, as is Sodom. And the Sar over here specifically reflects the Koyach of Memshala over the Sodas, over Elohim, which Rashi says is the Malach of Esav, the Soyish Shal Esav, Yehim Anoshim on Esav and Lavon. Specifically, the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, is the descendant of Yitzchak and of Avram and Sodom, who ultimately were the shrashim of this koyach of Melachim and Chavetzach Yetzayu, was only became shayach at that point. And Memela, Yitzchak Avinu, that Meiz Atamshahu, didn't undergo a name change, which the Rishonim struggle with and come to explain in many different Pirushim. Some said the Rabban Shalom gave him the name, the Meila wasn't Shayach. The Rabban Shalom called Yitzhak Yitzhak. So the Meila wasn't Shayach Hashini Hashem. We'll see the Rabban Bechai has a different shot, which fits very nicely into the Mahalach that we're saying here. It's Kemat says the vote that we're saying. But I'll call upon him first. Me'ezetam Shehu, Yitzhak didn't have a Shini Hashem. Because Memela, there was no opportunity, there was no moment over there where the Besuda of Melachim Echalatzecha Yetzeyu was Negeya to be said. In Avram, Sora, and Yaakov, when there was a Laikare, Oyde Shimcha, and they at that moment became Shayach to Malchus, so there they were told, in addition to everything else, it's going to be Melachim Echalatzecha Yetzeyu. Yaakov Avinu and Pashas told us, at that point was still Yaakov. Is Memela over there, even Yaakov, Yitzchak just told him that Kel Shaka Yivarecha is for the Yafrecha Yarbecha, you'll have children. You have many children, but Yisrael Kalamim, you'll have Shvatim. Yaakov was Shaykh to Shvatim, his children to Zerah and to Shvatim, but he wasn't Shaykh to Malchus. Malchus was Shaykh only first at the moment that it was to Sarisoim, Elohim, and Manoshim, Ratuchal, and Yaakov was Mizgabeh. Rav Yavoy Tzoyer, at that moment when it started being the sky and the Maisa of the similar bonum of Rav Yavoy Tzoyer, that was Sarisim, Elohim, and Manoshim, Lovim, Sari Shalaisim, at that moment he became Shaykh to Malachim and Chavetzach and himself. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, by way of explaining why it is that Yitzchak didn't undergo a change in his name, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudzayin, just a moment, in Perek Yudzayin, Perek Yudzayin, because of Yud-Tes. So if you understand that Yitzchak had the name from Hashem, and he didn't need any Shini Hashem, so why couldn't he have the Haftach of Malchus as well? Maybe he was already Shaykh to the Malchus, so we should find Malchus in Yitzchak as well. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's why I said that the way the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns, will understand it. It certainly makes very well sense. Zochir Rabbeinu Bechaya is a V'chei motzasi v'yushalmi de brachis mitnei ma nishtam ishmoy shal Avram v'shmoy shal Yaakov v'shmoy shal Yitzchak le nishtam. Yushalmi's question in brachis. Elo, elu avoysam karu oysam. Avram and Yitzchak, their others gave them the name. Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu karoi Shinema v'kadosh Shema Yitzchak Adkan. That's what the Mirishalmi says. So it wasn't shayach or it wasn't necessary, however you understand, but by Yitzchak, it wasn't mishtayach Hashimi Hashem. Why don't you say that? Why tamache? Ki Avram hutzach hakosav l'shenoy say Avram. Over there, he was by necessity, he had to become Avram. Al shem ki av hamoyim goyim l'sativa. He had to become, Avram Avinu at some point had to become Avraham av hamoyim goyim l'sativa. Memele, he had to undergo the Shini Hashem. But Yaakov had to become Yisrael. Al shem ki sariso melehim. But al yidei, why is that? Why did they need to become av hamoyim goyim and sariso melehim v'manoshim? Why was that necessary? Al yidei ha'inyanim v'hamoyroim she'iru b'shneyem hutzuchu l'shan ishma. Because that goes to the core of who Yaakov is that he was sariso, v'rav yavoy tzoy, right? Ki sariso melehim v'manoshim v'nuchama v'tzori shalaisa. That's who Yaakov is. So at the point that Yaakov became that individual, so Mela, it was indicated at that moment he had to undergo the Shini Hashem. It was by necessity, given the kaifis and the potential of who Yaakov is and was to become, is Mela Yaakov had to undergo the Shini Hashem, and the same thing is true by Avram. For until he was 99 years old, he was Avla Aram, and it was not necessary to be anything other than that. But at some point, his influence spread beyond Aram, and he had now the opportunity with the Brisbane Absorim to go weiter and to be mashish within Klal Yisrael, a certain koyah of Av Hamoyim Goyim Nesaticha. At that moment, given what transpired and the events of his life, Zokter Rabbeinu Bechaya de Ma'iroim and the Inyonim were Mechayiv him Hutzachu L'shan Eshma. Avol Yitzchak Lei Hutzachu Ka. I think that Yitzchak couldn't change his name like Yishalmi's name because the Rabban Shem gave him a name, he can't change it. Or maybe because he had it all along since the Rabban Shem gave it to him. That's not the truth. Yitzchak, there was no necessity for him to become anything ever other than Yitzchak. Why? Ki Lei Yiru Lei Ma'irais Kemaisa. Because he didn't undergo the events that they did. This is Yitzchak Avinu. Avol miyoyim shenoyla niskadish ba'ois b'ris kodesh v'nisyashe b'eretz hakadosha l'yotzim imen aloy. What defines Yitzchak, the core of who Yitzchak Avinu was somebody who we know was the kayach of Yitzchak was avoida, was yira. Yira is the opposite of his pashtis, unlike tesa and emes. The Yikoyach of Yitzchak Avinu was not to go outside Eretz Yisrael, not to be chutz l'mikrim, not to have mulchamis with anybody and everybody who came along, not to spread the influence of Avraham Avinu chutz l'Eretz Yisrael. And the Meila Zakhtar Avinu B'chayli, Yitzchak Avinu was b'chayli chamikrim, so to speak. Yitzchak was where he was in a vinkel in Eretz Yisrael, and then as you read the Pesukim in Bereishis, there's very little that we know about Yitzchak for that reason. Come out nothing biographically, there's nothing about Yitzchak in this. Because very little, I mean, at least that was Negeya for us to know, happened to him in terms of who Yitzchak Avinu was, other than the fact that he dug some baitis and he had a little bit of a skirmish there with Avimelech, right? There's, and of course, that came to Yitzchak, right? But other than the Akedah Yitzchak and that, there's no parshiyos that is the Akedah. I mean, from the middle of Ayeda to the middle of Tovus, that's Yitzchak. That's it. Avraham and Yaakov, we know a lot of things about Avraham. We have Mulchamis with the Dal of Malachim, and we have Mulchamis with Esav and with Lavan, Shvatim and Yosef and everything, because their lives were lives that were full of hispashtis and spreading influence amongst the Umas Olam. Is the Ben Mechayisa. Their influence over the Umas Olam, their spreading of their influence over the Umas Olam involved them becoming Av Hamon Goyim in the case of Avraham, and Kisarisa Lemehim V'Manoshim in the case of Yaakov. In the case of Yitzchak, he says he was born Le'yotzeh, he was born in Eretz Yisrael, he died in Eretz Yisrael, Le'yotzeh Chutz La'aretz. And whatever his Koyach of Yira was, his Koyach of Din and of Yira, did not necessitate that his fashness and his influence to be felt in the distance. And the Melukum Tuchais, that is not the pshat that he already had the Malchus, or he had the Shrashim of Malchus, because the Rabban Shalom named him already Nichol and whatever name the Rabban Shalom gave him, or it wasn't Shaykh to change his name. Pshat is the name is a reflection of who and what the person is all about. And only in the case of Avraham, Sarah, and Yaakov were their lives necessitate and require them to have this Kayach of Malchus, the Shalit, and Bamimaya. They are the Shirashim of Malchus and the influence of Klal Yisrael over the Mis'olam, both then and in terms of a Maisa Obasim Lebanim, of like we said, Volum Mashim, Baharsim, Lishpat, Ishar Esau, of the Mishpat of Klal Yisrael over, Masilova, over Har Esau, Vahisal Hashem Amlucha, that involves. Sort of almost skips Yitzchak Avinu, and it skips the other Yimayis were not shayach to any of this. Dafka, the ones that were mesugal and had this potential of injecting into Klal Yisrael, giving within Klal Yisrael, being moiled within those Shirashim, the Koyach of Malchus, Shalit, and Bamimaya, were the ones that we find that they necessitated a name change at the precise moment that they became shayach to any of that, which is only by Avraham and by Sarah and by that. What is the, just to spend a few moments, what is the essence and the function of Malchus and Klal Yisrael? We're talking about Malchus, Malchus the Shalitim Amamayim Inoch Yivkon. What is the essence? We have to understand better, what is this? What's the function and the essence of Malchus? It's not just, obviously it's not a power grid, it's not the accumulation of power and the trappings of power. It's the antithesis of that. The Melech has all the halachas, Le'yar v'loy susim, Le'yar v'loy kesev, Le'yar v'loy nashim, and most importantly, like it says over there, Levulti rum levavei me'echav, Levulti sum and amitzi yom l'smoil. Rishonim learn out from the Azhara that a Melech is not supposed to be a Balgaiva, Levilti Rum Levavoy, Zakir Ramban, the Ben Yoin is the Hakolshkein on the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Chiddush is that even the Melech is Levilti, one would think, a Melech, by Rum Sa'ilam, is a Vader Rum Levavoy. That's the definition of a Melech. Zakir Taida, no, Levilti Rum Levavoy, he carries around the Hoya Sefer Mishnah Taida, he carries around the Sefer Taida. Wherever he goes, why? Levilti rum levavei me'echav, levilti sum and amitzah yom smoil, leman yarech yom amalachim levan v'ked Yisrael. So what is the essence, what is the purpose of this Malchus? Obviously it's ultimately for purposes of Tfei Shemayim. But how so? What is this, more specifically, how does this work, this Malchus in Klal Yisrael? Maybe Shvatim should be sufficient. You have a Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is Leyos a Shevet in Yehuda. What is this specific shtelah, so to speak, of a melech within Klal Yisrael? So I think it's mevuah pashut in a pasuk what it is, what it does. The pasuk says before the birchas that Moshe, the brachas that Moshe Ben gave each individual shevet, the pasuk is makim a few psukim over there. Obviously, Hashem Sinai above is off. That we got the Torah. Torah tzivulanu Moshe Marosh Kilas Yaakov. Pasuk Hey is in Perek Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Hey, the pasuk says, Vayiri Bishurin Melech. In Klal Yisrael there will be a Melech. His Asef Rosh Hayom. And the leaders of Klal Yisrael, in the context of a gathering of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, there's a Melech within a leadership of Klal Yisrael. Yachad Shifta Yisrael. And then the pasuk says, Yichiru Ve'Val Yomais Ve'Yisal Mispa. And then the pasuk starts. This is like a Hakdama. The way I understand it, I've never understood it like this until today. But the way I'm understanding the pasuk now, I think the pasuk is beautiful. The pasuk is saying like this: that whereas the Moshe Rabbeinu is coming, as did Yaakov Avinu, to come and to sort of highlight the distinction, the uniqueness of each shevet by giving each one a bracha. That Reuven has its qualities that are shayach only to Reuven, and Shimon and Levi to Mechav Yudachav Yishchasidecha, and Yosef and so on and so forth. But the pasuk is makdim of Zolfno. This, and we have to understand that any and all of these qualities and the uniqueness of every individual shevet is only shayach the Yishur and Melech v'Sasef Rosh Hayom. Then it's Yachad Shifta Yisrael. You need a Yachad Shifta Yisrael for Reuven to be Reuven, and for Shimon to be Shimon, and for Levi to be Levi. Without the Achdus within Klal Yisrael, that Reuven has a Shimon, that Reuven is surrounded in its Golem, and its Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that it's surrounded and it's influenced by Tov L'Tzadik, Tov L'Shchayna, and whatever way there were set of Shoychein L'Shvatav in the whole order in which there were Shoychein in Eretz Yisrael, and in the interaction that the Shvatim had within each other, some are more obvious than others. Obviously, Yisachar Zvulun is the most prominent example of an interaction that brought out the qualities of Yisachar and the qualities of Zvulun. Yisachar brought out Zvulun, Zvulun brought out Yisachar. Without Yisachar, there was no Zvulun, vice versa. But the same was true, maybe it's not as obvious, but it's cautious that the Shvatim were not set up as 12 separate tribes, each of which had a certain melacha, that a certain avoida and asidah, something they needed to accomplish, and they were given brachas and a certain teva in order to accomplish that, irrespective of whatever else was going on in Klal Yisrael. Rather, that's not the pshat, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Otherwise, the pasuk has no shayfas over there. You want to talk about the Torah? Okay, so you have four or five sukkim here, begging the Torah. Hashem Yisinai Bo, V'Zorach Torah Tzivulanu Moshe. Okay, I mean, Torah, we can understand, rates as an introduction here to the brachas. V'Vayihi Bishurin Melech, V'Sasef Rosh Hayom, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And then you said, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, and then you go on, Yichiru Heval Yomois, Zoysim Yisrael Hashem Kol Yehuda. Each one is individual, each one is independent, Ke'ilu, of any of the other shvatim. In the pshat, Shteitam Pasen, Snishkazer, that's not the pshat. Each Shevet as Avada has its particular distinctive qualities, its nature, and its abilities, its capacity to undertake and to give to the rest of Klal Yisrael. But without the rest of Klal Yisrael, no Shevet can stand in and of itself, independent of the other Shvatim. What is Ma'ached the Shvatim? What is it in terms of the structure of Klal Yisrael? What is Taka Ma'ached the Shvatim to be Yud Bei Shvatim? Not in terms of each one's distinctive qualities, but in terms of the entire achdus of Klal Yisrael, which will allow for the distinct, unique qualities to come out. Shtein pasuk, Vayihi Bishurin Melech. When Klal Yisrael has a Melech, the Sasef Rosh Hayom, in the context of all the leaders of Klal Yisrael, there's one Melech. Then it's Yachad Shifta Yisrael. And if it's Yachad Shifta Yisrael, then it's Yechiv Reuven Va'al Yomes, then it's Shaif to talk about the qualities of each individual Shevet. And the Emes, that's the Pshat by us in the Pasuk, Memele, that's the Pshat. That's Gevaldik. The Pasuk is saying, in all three cases, that in Pasuk, by us and Vayishlach, Ayoimer, lo elokim ani kel shakai preyurvei. Means that it's the entity, the nefashos of Klal Yisrael, the besuda on the general nefashos of Klal Yisrael, without any distinction or without any yichud amongst them. Goyu kahal goyu yeh mimeka. There will be shvatim within Klal Yisrael. There will be divisions, there will be units, and particular qualities and distinctiveness within Klal Yisrael. That's goyu kahal goyim yeh mimeka. Of the malachim mechalatzecha yeisel. Of the goyu kahal goyim yeh mimeka is shayif nor, like you see in the brachas. It's only by he bishud and melech, then it's yachad shiftei Yisrael. The goyu kahal goyim yeh mimeka is tempered by, and is only shayich in the situation and in the context of that malachim mechalotzecha yetzeu. Otherwise, Klal Yisrael is not shayich to go on and to perform and to have the capacity of which each individual shevet has. The function of malchus, the Rambam says, specifically in Klal Yisrael, is to do what? Ram says in Hilchos Malachim, towards the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, he brings a pasuk, and if I find it's fine, if not, he brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "By he David oisit stakol mishpat ta'aretz." I believe that's the pasuk. Either mishpat utstakol or utstakol mishpat. But the Rambam, that's the tachlis of the melech, is to do utstakol mishpat. Brings a different pasuk. Okay, this is in Perek Dalid Halacha Yud. It's of the Rambam Kala Ored in Hilchos Malachim. Kala Ored Shekaydish Harei Shaloi Vinoisim La'Avodav and so on. Uvichol Yiyu Ma'isav L'Shem Shemayim. V'tia Magamasai. His function is Tachlis U'Machshachtoi L'Horin Daso Emes U'Lamalis Ha'Olam Tzedek V'Lishbo Zroya Harishon. Only to do mishpat and to fear milchamas. Shenema, v'shachteinu malkeinu v'yeitzei l'foneinu v'nilchamas milchamasayim. As they bring the Rambam. The function of a melech is to encourage and to bring about into fruition the yisoid of mishpat. Ba'aretz, and which involves, of course, being misnai with Muhammad of the Umisailam at times. But the function ultimately is to spread the Dasa Emes, like he says, Al Yidei, the function of Lasis Mishpat. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mishpat Hashem Emes, Satku Yachtim. Mishpat Hashem Emes, and there's a kapitel, but it's in the one that starts. Was it tzaddik, I think? Something, I don't know if it's tzaddik. In the page of the tzaddik. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzalku Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, of course, is tzidan emes to Yaakov. By definition, mishpat, Ben Yoni, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, says the taich of mishpat is ahavas emes. That mishpat is a longing and a love for truth to be done, for the fulfillment of emes in the world, which is of course the need of Yaakov Avinu. Yitin emes liyakov, and the Mele Yaakov Avinu was, from amongst the others, certainly from more so than Yitzchak, says that Yaakov Avinu was between him and Avraham Avinu. Avraham represented the tzedakah, ki yidatu l'manah sheyitzav as bonav as beis hashem derech Hashem. What's the Derech Hashem? Lasos Tzedakah u'Mishpat. Derech Hashem comprises two things: to do Tzedakah, to do Mishpat. That is the tafkid of a melech, is to bring about stokol mishpat v'aretz. Like I mentioned the passage before, by he David, ois it stokol mishpat v'aretz. Between the avos of Avram and Yaakov, Avram, of course, was involved in the asiyas of stokol, which for Ben Yoyim says, stokol is ahavas hatoy. And Yaakov's contribution, so to speak, for the shirashim of Malchus of Klal Yisrael, his contribution was not in the titan chesed le'Avram, but in the titan emes le'Yaakov. Between the chesed le'Avram and the emes le'Yaakov lies within those are the two ingredients of Malchus, the shalit and the amamaya of Malchus and Klal Yisrael. That's between the tzedakah and the mishpat. That's why he dubbed the oisit tzedakah mishpat ba'aretz. Yitzchak, whatever contributions to Klal Yisrael he had, which was of course were many, and certainly as a bridge between Yaakov, between Avram Avinu to Yaakov Avinu. But specifically, Yitzchak Avinu's Yidah was not something that of course you would define a melech as being. It says, Shem Tassim Ein Masay Alecha, Shem Tassim Alecha Melech, Shem Tassim Masay Alecha. The reaction and the hanhaga with a melech of Klal Yisrael is of course a midah of Yidah. But the midah of a melech is not a midah sayidah. A melech represents the koyach in this world of tzedakah and of mishpat. The synthesis, of course, together of Ahidavid Isaac Stoko Mishpat Ba'aretz. Avraham Avinu represents the koyach of Avos HaTov of Tzedakah. Yitzhak Yaakov Avinu represents the koyach of Mishpat of Avos HaEmes. And between them, the pasuk is saying Malchus L'Shalitim Ba'amamayim Minoch Yivkon. Just another moment. I saw a beautiful word by Rabban, Rabban Kotlin, Mishnas Rabban. The Gemara says in Babasra that Chazayin on the base, the Gemara says that Esav HaRasha Ba'isa Yom was over on five Avedis. He was Baal Mnayra Meirasa, he was Kotlin Eker, Kotlin Kish Hamesim, and so on. He was Rasa Chesan Nefesh. The Gemara brings Pesukim on all of them. The only one that it says the Fadish in the Pasuk that he was over was by Yivez Esav HaSavachay. All the other ones are Drashas. It says, Lama Zeli Bechayda, the Gemara says, Zeh Heli Van Veyu. So he was Kotlin Eker. He doesn't need the Zed, the Zakeli Van Veyu, Kafir is Hamason, he never knows how he left Lamos, everything else is up to the Rasha. Don't think, I mean, from all the Avedas, Kafir the Iker, Kafir is Hamason, Lam, Rasa, and Tzicha, it's a Vayiza Reza, the Samachayra. That's the only one that's the Fayish. There's Zakir Baran, it's beautiful, he says that, first he says, on Lama Zeli Bechayra, so the Gemara says that Zed, Zakeli Van Veyu. He says, Esav, he says, was a son of Yitzchak, a grandson of Avram. And it seemed, and you see the whole taram that he made over the brachas that he wanted to get. He says, I thought he was a maimon. The question that kafir be'ikr doesn't mean that he wasn't a maimon in Hashem. He wasn't a maimon, so why was he so frantic that he was losing the brachas? The whole thing doesn't begin to make any sense. There's a kafir be'ikr, kafir b'chis ha'meisiv, what does this mean? It's up to the Baron that he says, Avada, he knew that Amos. It was Yedeas Emes, and it was Miskaven Limrod by in the sense that Lama Zeh Li. He says Lama Zeh is Zekeli Van Veyu. Lama Zeh Li. Why do I need it? The Li is always going to the Koyach by Esav of the Li of his selfish chumiyus of his taivus and his olam hazeh will always overcome the Zeh. Lama Zeh. Why is it necessary the Zeh the Li? Li is always primary. The Li is always the Ikka, right, by Esav. The Zeh is always going to be toppled to the Li. The Kafir the Ikka doesn't mean that he didn't believe in the Bari Ayla. Avada, you can't say that he wanted the Brachas. You can't say a lot of what it says there if he was a person who didn't believe in the Bari Ayla Mechlau. The Pshat is his belief in the Bari Ayla was theoretical. It was limited to philosophy. And that's what it means, I don't know if he says this, that's what it means that it says that V'yakov, it says Esav, is Yedeh, Tzai, Yedish, Sadeh, that it wasn't Tivaliba Shavin, Rashi says. This means it wasn't Tivaliba Shavin. It means Heshmasin, as Hamelach. He talked the talk, but he wasn't, like Rashi brings also, he didn't want to go into Galus. That's what separated Yaakov from Esav. In belief, in terms of their belief system, there was no Kvita Be'ikka per se. There was no iyamuna, there was no kfida in a body island. but it wasn't a living by the oilam in the sense that's mechayiv, it's mishabed you to go into galus and to care about not only yourself, but to care about your children and the Darius HaKoidim and Abba Macharov. That kind of an ikkah, that by the oilam, that he was kach of the ikkah. That ikkah hagadah, that the Torah is mechayiv a person to conquer and to contain his taivus and his ritzaynus. All for the purposes of a ribui of Klai Shemayim, ultimately, both in his life and within the Darius Abba Macharov, that was something, that's Vayivas, and that's, he said, that's the Yisoid of the Zion. The Zion, if a person is oblivious of something, Vayivas Ezra Sabchayda, if he didn't believe in the Bechayda, which Lechayda, if you're saying he was a Kofa Be'ekhra, he was certainly Kofa, he wasn't Shayyid, he was Mvazid Avayda, he was Mvazid Bechayda, he didn't believe he was a Bari Olam, so it wasn't Shayyid Bechal, the entire business. It wasn't a Bezayin. He didn't believe. That's not. Does noch nicht a bizayin. A bizayin is a pshat, somebody that he understands on some level a fashteit that there's a certain chashivas to his af. On chashivas, it's not shayach bizayin. If you're unaware, a child, right? Hakol fi amivayim shem zvayish. A child that goes and gives a patch to an anish mechubit. See, who's mvazed a person? He doesn't begin to understand vase the chashivas. Anish can das. Anish can seichel. He's not masking to the aleph base of the chashivas in the zach. So this is vayivas is abechayim. Zokta Vayivas, the taich of the Zion is Kidva Hashem Bazer, which is a person who is Mavazer Talmud Chacham, Epashteit Vasa Talmud Chacham. Although he has an agenda, the Kfira is the Pshat, that there's a certain agenda to degrade and to diminish the Chashivas of the Talmud Chacham, that's the taich of the Zion. We don't have time to go into it. It brings a beautiful raya from the Medrash in Kehelas, but that's the taich in. It says over there, it says, Chachmas Hamizgain Bezuya, Pazim in Kehelas. So it says, in fact, the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, who was a miskain, who was an ish shafel, his chachma was bzuya. So the Gemara, no, thus a mensch was darshan, lo sakidu panim ba mishpat, and he's a market panim. Lo sikach shoychad, and he takes shoychad. So if you're bound, you see that the pshan of bzuya is not a person, bus hashtait nisht, he's ignorant of. Because his pivaliva is not shodim. He's a person that philosophically, conceptually, he's a vad in theory, he's a greisa heich ma'asin es hamelach, a feshtait alts. But when it comes to the ma'isa, the guf, the chayma of the person is always going to, when a push comes to shove, it's always going to take precedence. I heard a mullah, beautiful word, it ties in exactly with this, from Shem Rebel Soloveitchik, that he said in the beginning of the parasha, it says, in love and garti. So it actually brings a few pshat, and let's make him love and garti. Then he says, Vahili shor v'chamor, tzayim v'evad v'shifcha. So it actually puts up the shor v'chamor. So one pshat, he says, shor is Yosef, and so on. And he says, Vahili Shalach Hamor, he says, Avi, he told Esav like this, he says, our father said that Vitan Lacholikim Mitala Shemayim and Mishmani Aretz. Ani, Emli, Loim Mitala Shemayim, Veloim Mishmani Aretz. Look, what I have is a Shalach Hamor. Shalach Hamor is not Mishmani Aretz, it's not Mitala Shemayim. So the brachas lain is kaim of B. Shtet Nirashi, the Lashon is, Zestuch that the brachas will lain is kaim of B. In fact, the barrel. What did he say? Is it true? Is it not true? If Takanat Niskayim, what was he saying? He was lying. Is this Mipnei Hashalom? He was being Mishan Mipnei Hashalom. He was saying, "Vahili Shor V'Chamor." It sounds like he's saying, "I have the Shor V'Chamor." So you see, it wasn't Niskayim. It's not Mashma that he was bluffing over here. That he Taka had a lot of other things, and it wasn't Niskayim. So what's he saying? But Beryl says beautifully, "Lo Niskayim Obi." What I have is Vahili. He's saying, Lomazeli Bechayda Esav is tining. Everything is Alts the Li. By Esav, everything is the Zeh, he's masking to the Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Aber was hab ich von them? What Lamaisim, when push comes to shove, what do I have from all of this? Where's my Olam Hazah? That's what Esav was interested in. So Yaakov told him, Vayihi Li, what I have, right, and what you would have stood to gain from the Brachas is no more than a Shav HaChamor. So you see the Brachas were in the sky and be. None of us, children, Daitis, children's children, at some point, it will be in the sky. But he's telling Esav, you're interested in the Lama Zali? He's in the Lama Zali, he says, Lain the sky would be Vahili Shah Bachamor. That's the one. That's the koyach, that's the division between Yaakov and Esav. And ultimately, the Haftocha, we say, it says in the Torah, in Avadia, it says, that all the Mashim, Bahatsiyon, Lishbet is Har Esav, the koyach was given into Yaakov of Rav Yavitzoy, the Malchun, the Shalitim, Bamamaya, that through Yaakov, and Avraham, and Sodom, and ultimately through Yaakov, will come about Klal Yisrael, which of course our avoid is to bring about to be Isaac in the Emes of Yaakov, in the Titus Emes of Yaakov. for the purposes of bringing about the great Shemayim of Ha'isla Shemayim.